USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says recession. What recession?
We're right now the number one country anywhere in the world by far as an economy.
Speaking at the White House on Tuesday, President Trump says he thinks the word recession is inappropriate and claims the media just likes to use it. The president also says he's considering possible tax cuts.
We're talking about indexing, and we're always looking at the capital gains tax, payroll tax.
Actor Jussie Smollett will have to wait a little bit longer to hear if the city of Chicago's lawsuit against him will proceed. Today, a federal judge postponed making a decision until October. The city is suing the former Empire actor for $130,000 to be reimbursed. Money is spent investigating a fake hate crime. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday. The Dow lost 173 points. NASDAQ fell 54. S&P lost 23. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New York, Connecticut, and Vermont are joining forces to block an immigration rule that the Trump administration says it will be enforcing that's been on the books for years. The law makes it nearly impossible for immigrants to get green cards if they've ever relied on government assistance such as welfare. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Air conditioners will be on full blast across much of the country this week as forecasters say over 100 million people will be feeling the heat. In places like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., temperatures will be in the 90s, but with humidity, it will feel like over 100. Meanwhile, parts of the Southwest will see record highs as Phoenix could approach 115. Dr. Diane Hess on how you can keep cool.
I mean, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. Just it's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
The warm weather is expected to stick around through the week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Activists are calling on Juul to halt the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, arguing it encourages young people and children to vape. Outside Juul's headquarters in New York City, Councilman Mark Levine, he's a Democrat, leads a rally and says something needs to be done to keep our kids safe.
We need to protect the children of the city and beyond. And we can do that by keeping these flavors out of their hands.
Now, the CDC is investigating 94 cases of children and adults who have suffered pulmonary disease, possibly linked to vaping. 12 of those cases are in New York, while 9 are in New Jersey. Meanwhile, Dr. Janetta Nishwawa tells Fox News, we really don't know the effects of vaping on anyone.
That's why we have to take precautions, because we're still studying and still learning and still researching the effects of inhaling these chemicals, these toxins, and how they affect our bodies, and especially how they're affecting children. We see so many young teenagers and kids that are hospitalized on ventilators in the ICU after vaping. And just yesterday here in New York, the health department issued an advisory warning linking vaping with severe lung damage. So something is going on, and we definitely have to tackle it because, you know, it's an epidemic. That's growing.
Now, regarding those protests going on, parents and other advocates say that fruit and candy-flavored e-cigs contribute to addiction and underlying health issues. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.